With the lake on your left, keep right under the mountain and travel on to Drumcliff and Lissadell House, home to the Gore Booths since 1834, when it was built by Robert Gore Booth. Yeats's great-grandfather, John Butler Yeats, was rector in Drumcliff at this time. As children, the Yeats boys visited Lissadell for cricket matches and horse racing. As a young man, the poet made friends with Eva and Constance, daughters of the house, and was delighted to stay here in 1894. Eva was a poet herself, while Constance, later Countess Markievicz, was a leader in the rebellion of 1916 and became an icon of revolutionary Ireland. Both sisters left their privileged upbringing and worked tirelessly for the poor in Dublin and Manchester.
The light of evening, Lissadell, great windows open to the south, two girls in silk kimonos, both beautiful, one a gazelle. But a raving autumn shears blossom from the summer's wreath, the older is condemned to death, pardon drags out lonely years, conspiring among the ignorant. I know not what the younger dreams, some vague utopia, and she seems, when withered old and skeleton gaunt, an image of such politics. Many a time I think to seek one or other out and speak of that old Georgian mansion, mix pictures of the mind, recall that table and the talk of youth. Two girls in silk kimonos, both beautiful, one a gazelle. Dear shadows, now you know it all the folly of a fight with a common wrong or right. The innocent and the beautiful have no enemy but time. Arise and bid me strike a match and strike another till time catch. Should the conflagration climb, run till all the sages know we the great gazebo built. They convicted us of guilt. Bid me strike a match and blow.
After Lissadell, you'll be driving 4 miles back to Yeats's final resting place of Drumcliff.